Well, as we begin our time of worship this evening, let's sing Jesus Paid It All to Him. I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. That's number 101 in our hymn books. Let's sing that together. 101.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you that we can gather once again this evening in your name. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that every time we gather is a time that you have appointed to meet with us, dear Lord, and that you are eager to meet with us and pour out your Spirit upon us and work in our hearts. So, Lord, we don't want to waste any time tonight, but we want to open our hearts wide to you, Lord. Lord, we all need you so much. And Lord, we know that you're here for us. You're here to help us. You're here to strengthen us, here to lift and encourage us, dear Lord. Oh, to give us strength for the journey. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you're doing. Oh, Lord, our time with you is never spent in vain. And so we give you thanks tonight, and we worship you, and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, again, we pray for those back home in our different churches, dear Lord. We pray you'll come and bless your people, dear Lord, throughout this day, throughout this evening. We thank you for all that you've been doing, and we just pray that you will continue your good hand upon your people in all our various different churches, dear Lord. Let your name be glorified. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in your church, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. Be with our families, dear Lord. Be with those that are in need of healing, those that are in need of deliverance, those that are in need of encouragement. Lord, you know every kind of need that we have in our families at this time. We just pray, Lord, that you will come and touch each one and lift each one. And Lord, we just pray that there will be a great sense of your presence in our families this night, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we continue to worship the Lord tonight, let's sing another song together from our camp books. This one is number 55, In Jesus. That speaks of, how everything that we need is found in him. These are not careless words. These are not vain words. These are not just happy words, but these are true words. These are words that really speak to our need at the core of our being. So let's sing it together. In Jesus, all that we need in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I've tried in vain a thousand ways, my fears to quell, my hopes to raise. But what I need, the Bible thank you.
number 53 in our books. Let's continue with the second verse. Hallelujah. Who bore my grief upon the tree? You know, I think if we're all honest with ourselves, each one of us is bearing some kind of a burden tonight. We all have different kinds of burdens. They take different forms, but we all are dealing with something. And we just want to bring those burdens to the Lord tonight. He's here. He's able.
Oh, if we could just look up and see His great love and how much He wants to bear those burdens for us, whatever they may be. So as we continue to sing this song, especially as we sing that chorus, let's just look up and sing right to Him. Sing His precious name over and over again. And trust Him to take that burden. Bring it to Him, lay it at His feet, and leave with Him tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Who pleads with me? Before we go on, let's sing together. In our hymn books, number 299, Yesterday, Today, and Forever, Jesus is the Same. And if you'd like to stand while we sing this song, get a little change of position, go right ahead and do that. 299.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Cheer the mourner, still the tempest, glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
take your seats.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
The Lord. Hallelujah.